One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We are told from childhood that lying is not good, that you should always tell the truth, and that children who lie will be severely punished. But there is a fine line between just lying and what is called lying for good. Do you adhere to either one? I'm 100% sure you lie at least a few times a week. Let it be a small thing, let it be insignificant, let it be a trick, or you say that you just didn't agree. It's all a lie. And do you know what the trick is? One lie pulls with it another lie. It's just going to go on, and there's no way to cope with it. You just have to adjust. I'll tell you my story of how I went through this, how my lie went on a little longer than it should have, and it played tricks on me. My name is Barb, and I'm from Winston High School. I wasn't an excellent student there, but I'd attended with gusto because I just loved the extra theater classes. Yes, our teacher organized a drama school there herself, and I wasn't a very good student, but I was the most passionate because no one else had the same love for that class as I did. More than once, I was rejected for it, not accepted for the next scene, and somewhere on the internet, I read that to get the most out of a character, an actor must imagine that he lives in it. It was as if I got obsessed with the role and became so involved in the story of Pinocchio that I could no longer control what was happening. That is, the situations themselves decided how I should be, not the other way around. I had to go through the last qualifying round for the musical, and I didn't have much time. The whole problem was that I wasn't particularly good at lying. That is, it was always easier for me to tell the truth in my honest opinion, even if it was considered inappropriate. So I decided to lie everywhere. First, I told my mom that there was no class, then that there would be no homework, and to the teachers that I was late because I was stuck in traffic. And when I could do it easily, I lost control. One day, I lost it for good. One time, I ran to school very late. Instead of rushing to class, I saw a cute boy waiting bored at the school gate. "Hi, are you waiting for someone?"
"Oh, yes, hi, I'm waiting. Who are you?"
"I know, you're here to see Erica, right?"
"Where are you from?"
"She just left with her boyfriend."
"Boyfriend?"
I knew they were dating before. Everybody knew about it, just like how he went away for 6 months with his dad to another town, and apparently, he came back. "Yeah, with a guy, Ashton, I think." "Come on, don't be upset. Listen, I have an interesting proposition for you."
"Who are you?"
"Oh, my name is Veronica. I'll show you something. Come on." I led him away from the school by taking his hand. He was a little embarrassed by our close proximity, but I pretended he was my boyfriend and took him to the movie theater to see a horror movie premiere. For some reason, I thought he liked that kind of thing, and I was not mistaken. After the movie, we met a girl from my class, Jane, right there in the hall, and she was staring at us, and I asked Steve to get me some water and I told Jane that we were now dating. I knew there would be rumors and that added to the excitement. I wanted to see what would happen next myself. Steve hadn't even had the chance to get the water yet, and I'd taken selfies with him, kissing him on the cheek, secretly took his phone out of his pocket, and then went home and put a photo with him on my avatar. Just as I thought, word spread throughout the school the very next day. His kind of girlfriend, Nancy, came up to me and asked me sassily what the hell was going on. "I have no idea what you're talking about."
"A picture with him? How? Why? Why isn't he answering his phone?"
"Maybe because he doesn't want to."
"What did you just say?"
Nancy grabbed me by the collar, and the teacher called everyone in for our exam. We went inside, and Nancy sat far away from me. And next to her, in her place, sat my other classmate, the honor student. She was new, she was smart, and I was unprepared for that class, so I cheated on her. Just so that our identical answers would not arouse suspicion, after class, I went up to the teacher and told her with tears in my eyes that the new girl had copied everything from me and that I was worried about her grade. I expected the teacher to be on my side, but instead of giving me an A, he said,
"I invite you both to retake the exam tomorrow."
Period. Oh, crap. Of course I wasn't going to come, but instead met with Steve, under the pretense that I'd found his phone and wanted to give it back. He was grateful and decided to buy me some juice. We then went for a nice walk, and then my teacher called me, asking where I was and had I forgotten about the retake. There was nothing left for me to do.
"I'm sorry, I'm at the hospital right now. I'm really sick. I'll call you back," I said, hanging up.
We walked a few more meters and saw Nancy walking toward us.
Oh shit, what to do, what to do?
She jumped on Steve with a scandal, slapped him in the face, and started screaming that he was a traitor. Poor Steve couldn't even understand what was going on. I was just about to make up another lie when my mother called me.
"Hello? Are you in the hospital? Where? What hospital?"
"Mom, it's okay. I'm not in the..."
I didn't have time to finish talking when Nancy started shouting at me.
"Hello? Who's shouting? What's going on?"
To get away from her, I came up with another plan. I said,
"It's not me in the hospital. It's my classmate. She was run over by a car and is in shock. Mom, I'll call you back," I said.
Nancy was out of it. I had to escape somehow. I put the phone away and Steve asked,
"Veronica, are you okay?"
"Veronica? Her name is Barb."
"What? No, she said her name was Veronica."
I couldn't think of anything to say so fast, so I pretended to feel sick and fainted.
Whoa.
As luck would have it, an ambulance drove by and Steve quickly intercepted it. I was taken to the hospital where I had planned to run away from, but the guys came with me. Damn it. On the first floor, my blood pressure was taken, and then I saw the syringe and jumped up from the seat.
"Don't touch me. I'm allergic."
"Allergic to what?"
"Everything," I shouted, and I stuck the syringe in the doctor's leg, and he fell asleep.
I ran out of that room and ran into Nancy and Steve in the hallway. They were surprised to see me, but I said that I'd just run away because the doctor had molested me. The guys instantly forgot their questions and hugged me and tried to get me out of the hospital. As we were running down the hallway, I got a text from my mom.
"I'm here. What room?"
Why? Why was she here? Who asked her? No way. How am I supposed to clean up this mess? I think I overdid it with the lying. And then it hit me. I could just lie again.
"Nancy, please get my stuff from the other room. There's my medicine. I need it, please."
Steve wanted to go with her, but I asked him to get some water in the cafeteria. They split up, and I met my mom and dad in the hallway.
"Why did you guys come? We were worried if something happened to you."
"There's nothing wrong with me. You can go."
"Let me at least visit your classmate."
"Just hurry up. She's not herself." We went up to the room where I had been lying and opened the door. Nancy was looking under the couch for my non-existent pills.
"Shh, she's sick. She's lost her bearings. Don't make any noise. That's it. Now go."
We turned around, and I saw Steve.
"Veronica, here's your water. Did Nancy find your pills?"
"Veronica?
What pills?"
And down the hall came the doctor, whose leg I'd stuck the syringe in. He just opened his mouth to say something, and Steve yelled,
"That's the pervert who molested you!" "What? What?"
Dad turned red in an instant and slammed his fist into the doctor's face. He didn't even have time to say anything. Nancy ran out of the room, Mom tried to pull Dad away from the doctor, and Steve called the police. There was nothing left for me to do but...
What? Confess?
No, I ran out of there. I ran straight out into the street. On the way out, I bumped into someone and fell to the ground. It was our new girl,
Ouch, that hurts. What are you doing here? Why didn't you come for the retest? And why did you tell the teacher that I cheated? I couldn't catch my breath and stuttered. And then I heard familiar voices. A crowd with my parents, that doctor, Nancy, and Steve were running after me. I wanted to run straight ahead, but the new girl tripped me and I fell. Immediately, I saw the legs of a cop in front of me.
Okay, what's going on here? Who called us about a doctor?
That's her. That's the girl. She said she was molested.
Come on.
The crowd ran out and everyone froze, waiting for an explanation from me. That girl, all because of her. She blackmailed me. I did everything to her tune.
Yeah, sure. That's my daughter, and I know her well. And that was the end of my lying story.
I had to tell the truth at the station, apologize to the doctor and Steve and Nancy, apologize to the police and to the new girl and to the teacher. I made a mess that was very hard to clean up, but on the plus side, they still got me into a theater because I played the role of a liar perfectly. You could even say that I played myself. If you don't take into account that then I had to retake the exam, I lost a few friends and got a bunch of punishments from my parents, it was all for my ultimate goal, which I have achieved. Who knows? Maybe lying is my forte. Maybe I'm not an actress. Maybe I'm just a liar. And maybe this whole thing didn't really happen to me. Perhaps I just made it up, huh?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.